Good morning and welcome to the OMEC Third Quarter 2010 Earnings Results Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, Ms. Vania Fueyo. You may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the OMEC Third Quarter 2010 Earnings Call. Before we start, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during this conference call about future events and financial results constitute forward-looking statements that are made pursuant to the Safe Harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties. Discussion of factors that may affect future results are contained in our filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to correct or update any forward-looking statements provided as a result of new information, future events, or even changes in our expectations. On the call with me today are Gerardo de Nicolas, OMEC's Chief Executive Officer, and Carlos Moctezuma, our Chief Financial Officer. Gerardo will begin today's call by sharing with us a strategic initiative we followed during the quarter, followed by an overview on the company's results for the third quarter of 2010. Following Gerardo's discussion, Carlos will explain in further detail our quarterly financial results and trends. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Vania, and good morning, everyone. We are pleased with our performance in the third quarter, which reflects the effectiveness of our different strategies from construction to marketing and sales, as well as the resiliency of our business model. Throughout the year, as we have been sharing with you on a quarterly basis, we have taken the strategic initiative in Mexico to realign our product mix and grow our market share in unattended markets in affordable entry-level housing. As a result of this proactive initiative and supported by our effective marketing and sales programs, where our closing efficiency rate has improved to 33% from 19% as of January 2010, our revenues in this segment grew by a remarkable 31.5%, and our average unit price increased 28.3% to 366,000 pesos. At the same time, and as a reflection of our product mix realignment, we have successfully sold our middle-income, higher-priced homes. And as of today, the majority of our middle-income homes are suitable for Infonavit and Foviste co-financing products, with an average price of 850,000 pesos, compared with an average price of 1.2 million pesos during the year-ago period. We feel comfortable with this product mix, and we will continue to look for opportunities to secure additional market share in unattended niches, leveraging on our flexibility to realign and adapt our home offerings while following demand dynamics, mortgage value trends, and focused on our customers' needs and preferences. Homes affordable for families who earn between 2 and 11 times minimum wage represented 87% of our total revenues and 95% of our volume. And Infonavit and Foviste continued to be the main source of financing for our customers. In the third quarter, Infonavit mortgages financed 61% of our customers, and Foviste provided for another 28%, totaling 89% of all home titles. I would like to share with you an important strategy that we followed during this quarter in order to prevent collection delays during the fourth quarter of the year and assure the revenue growth rate for the full year. As you may recall, in the past, we have experienced collection delays as a result of internal and external forces, such as budget allocation from both Infonavit and Foviste, collection queue lines at some cities, among others, which ultimately and negatively delay our collection, thus impacting our growth and cash flow generation. As a clear example of this, Last year, during the fourth quarter, we made the decision to align investment related to construction in process to our collection speed. As a result of our collection-driven investment strategy related to construction in process, our revenue growth for the year was lower than our initial guidance, and our working capital cycle was stable, but with no major improvements or positive cash generation. The results obviously were less than desirable, and we learned an important lesson. So during the third quarter of this year, we made a strategic investment in infrastructure, urbanization, and edification of homes in advance of our various projects' next stages, thus reducing our investment needs during the fourth quarter and importantly securing our collection goals for the year. We took this decision conscious of the negative effects on our working capital cycle, but confident that this was the best decision to sustain our growth. Shortly, Carlos will further detail the impact that this initiative has had on our working capital, as well as our expectations for year-end. We continue to emphasize the improvement of our product offering here in Mexico, guaranteeing that we have the best home offering for our customers in terms of value and long-term appraisal. And we also continue to build on our reputation in Brazil, where despite a competitive environment, our team has done excellent work, positioning and growing the Homex brand in the country, while gaining important recognition from local authorities and clients. During the quarter, we continue to register collections through Caixa's partialities payment process at our first project, and our revenues on a sequential basis grew 155% from 48.6 million pesos during the second quarter of 2010 to 123.7 million pesos. As we continue to materialize our initial investments in Brazil, we're excited about the opportunities ahead at our ongoing projects at three different locations. As we shared with you during the second quarter, this year we have signed a contract with Mexico's federal government to build a housing complex. As a result of this contract, during the quarter, we registered revenues of 186 million pesos, a 8.8% growth when compared to our revenues from this project during the second quarter of 2010. Overall, our optimal product mix at Mexico, our initial results at Brazil, and revenues from our builder service contract with Mexico's federal government have resulted in a revenue growth of 10.3% for the quarter. On a nine-month accumulated basis, as of September 30, 2010, our revenues grew 12.7% to 13.6 billion pesos, or 34,897 units. As an update to our initiatives in India, we have, as you know, signed a memorandum of understanding with Pura Bancara. As of today, we're still in the early stages of this project, evaluating suitable sites for the first phase of the JV's activities. Still encouraged by the opportunities of this venture. In relation to our tourist division, I am pleased to share with you that as of September 30, 2010, Homex San Jose del Cabo project, the company's first tourism project in Mexico, had already sold 26 units, which represents 93% of its initial sales goal for the first phase. Moreover, from our recently acquired tourist project at Loreto Bay, during the first few months of operations, we successfully built our model homes, negotiated with the main airlines in the region to improve the access to the area, and launched a media and PR campaign in the USA and Mexico in conjunction with Mexico's tourism board, Fonatur. So there's much to feel good about in terms of year-to-date performance. We are certain that the strategic investment we're making today, not only in Mexico but throughout the company, including our tourism division and our efforts to grow our operations internationally, will provide us with new and profitable revenue opportunities. And now, I will turn the call over to Carlos, who will discuss our financial results in detail.
Thank you, Gerardo, and thank you all for joining us this morning. Before commenting on our third quarter 2010 results, I would like to remind you once again that effective January 1st, 2010, and pursuant to the NIF 14 rule, we're recognizing our revenue, costs, and expenses when the company has effectively transferred control to the home buyer. Therefore, our homes under construction are now considered as inventory until they are titled. Accordingly, 3Q09 figures are presented as adjusted by this NIF 14 accounting change to be comparable with 3Q10 figures. As an additional reminder, and pursuant to the application of Mexican Financial Reporting Standard D6, we're required to capitalize comprehensive financing costs, which includes interest expense as well as exchange loss or gain in relation to the translation of our U.S. dollar-denominated debt into Mexican pesos and monetary position. For your convenience, I will discuss our gross profit and operating income adjusted for the capitalization of comprehensive financing costs. As Gerardo already mentioned, during the quarter we made the conscious decision of advancing our investments in infrastructure and urbanization of our projects as a strategy to prevent collection delays and continue with our intention to achieve our collection goals and growth targets for the year. Importantly, although our working capital cycle is not showing improvements as a result of these investments, our operating results demonstrate the strength of our business model and our focus to invest in our future and long-term growth. It's important to mention that during the quarter, we continued our efforts on improving our working capital cycle through a number of initiatives that we have shared with you in the past, such as improving our speed of construction by increasing the effective working hours at each home, improving our warehouse material delivery logistics, maintaining our geographic diversification, increasing work with material and good producers, and continue to implement our aluminum mold technology. Today, 70% of our homes under construction are being built with this construction method. These initiatives have already generated efficiencies reflected in our operating results, where our gross margin for the quarter was 33.8% compared to 32.8% during the second quarter of 2010. It's important to note that we were able to deliver this margin despite higher cost of goods sold from our initial operations in Brazil, where revenue recognition from our project at San Jose dos Campos has been delayed as a result of cash's partiality payment. Selling, general, and administrative expenses as a percentage of total revenue increased to 14.9% during the third quarter of 2010, compared to 13.2% during the third quarter of 2009 and 14.4% during the second quarter of 2010. This increase reflects the addition of personnel in our international and tourism divisions, as revenue contributions from those divisions have not yet offset the additional expense. We are confident that a higher revenue generation from these divisions in the coming future will ultimately normalize the SG&A as a percentage of total revenues for the company. It is important to note that our Mexico division, we have continued to generate efficiencies by not opening additional projects or expanding into new cities, as well as the more efficient marketing and sales strategies that have led to an improvement in our closing rates, as Gerardo mentioned. During the quarter, our EBITDA rose to 1,140 million pesos, a 3.5% increase from the 1,102 million of the third quarter of 2009. EBITDA margin was 22.1% and in line with the top range of our target of 21 to 22% for the year. Net comprehensive financing cost, which includes capitalized interest and foreign exchange fluctuations recognizing our cost of goods sold pursuant to Bulletin D6, during the third quarter of 2010 was 110.8 million compared to 133 million during the third quarter of 2009. The lower cost of financing during the third quarter of 2010 reflects a lower recognition of interest expense as well as the recognition of a foreign exchange gain versus a foreign exchange loss during the same quarter of 2009. During the third quarter of 2010, accrued interest related to our outstanding debt was $423.1 million compared to $339.6 million during the same period of last year. The increase was driven by a 38.7% year-over-year increase in our total debt, where the issuance of our $250 million bond with maturity in 2019 represents 90% of the year-over-year increase. Net income margin for the third quarter of 2010 was 9.3% compared to 10.2% in the same period of 2009. The lower margin during the third quarter of 2010 is driven by the SG&A increase, as previously explained, as well as from a higher effective tax rate, which increased from 33.4% during the third quarter of 2009 to 42.9% during the third quarter of 2010. The higher effective tax rate derives from a tax strategy that we implemented during 2009, where we expect to recover approximately 249 million pesos related to taxes over the next few years. Here it is important to clarify that we do not expect to pay a cash tax rate equivalent to 42.9% during 2010. Instead, we estimate that our cash tax rate will continue to be in the range of 18% to 20%, so the higher effective tax rate reflected in the results is a non-cash item for the company. Turning now to the balance sheet. As a result of the decision to advance our infrastructure and urbanization investments initially budgeted for 4Q10, our inventory days as of September 30, 2010 increased 36 days to 713 days from 677 days as of June 30, 2010. Mainly driven by a 37 days increase in our construction and process inventory level at 344 days from 307 days as of June 30, 2010. At the same time, during the quarter, we acquired land equivalent to 540 million as part of our 2010 land acquisition budget of 900 million. The acquired land was partly related to the completion of a transaction to acquire the project at Loreto Bay, as well as for the acquisition of additional land to grow our operations in Brazil. As well, on a nine-month accumulated basis, we have maintained our capital expenditure program on target with our yearly budget of 200 to 300 million pesos at 284 million. Those are CapEx investments during the last quarter for the year will be marginal. As of June 30, 2010, our total debt increased by 1.7 billion pesos when compared to the second quarter of 2010. The debt increase was mainly driven by our strategy to advance a portion of our infrastructure and urbanization investment budget for 4Q10, as well as to finance our land acquisitions during the quarter. Importantly, on a sequential basis, accounts receivable decreased one day to 21 days from 22 days as 2Q10, reflecting our improved collections with Infonavit, which represents 61% of our total collected units. As of September 30, and on a nine-month accumulated basis, we were able to grow our collection units with Infonavit by 24.5%, while Infonavit non-formalized mortgages grew 3.4%. Our resulting market share within the fund as of September 30, 2010, was 5.9%. Sequentially, accounts payable were stable at 101 days as of 3Q10 from 104 days as of June 30, 2010. Accounts payable related to material supplies remain unchanged at 78 days as a result of our initiative to emphasize work with materials and goods producers who have a stronger financial position than some local suppliers or distributors. As initially explained by Gerardo, when we made the decision to advance our investments in construction and process, we were conscious of the negative impact this strategy would ultimately have in our working capital cycle. As a result, our quarterly cash flow generation was a negative balance of 1.2 billion pesos. We feel confident that for the full year, we will be able to achieve a revenue growth guidance of 12% to 14%, at the same time of improving our working capital cycle by reducing our construction in process at a level appropriate to face first quarter 2011 operations, since working capital needs will be lower according to seasonality, and therefore achieving a neutral to slightly positive cash flow for the year. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo for some final remarks.
Thank you, Carlos. Once again, we do feel good about our performance for the period and for the first 9 months of the year, and we are confident about the intermediate-term future for HOMEX. As both Carlos and I have discussed, we have made some strategic decisions in recent months designed to better prepare the company for sustainable growth, mindful of the continuing need to improve our working capital cycle. Improvement has been witnessed, including more timely collections across the board, more stable accounts receivable management, and more conservative land and CapEx investments. As you know, at Homex, we have always been distinguished by our ability to grow faster than the industry. And today, we're well positioned to continue to grow our operations and achieve higher growth rates leveraged by our realized investment in Mexico with our tourism and infrastructure division and outside of Mexico at Brazil. In Mexico, through the years, we have been strategically investing to broaden our footprint. And as of today, we are covering some 78% of the population of the country with approximately 140 projects in operation at 21 states. Importantly, during 2007 and 2008, we invested heavily in our construction technology. And today we have an installed capacity for 80,000 homes per year with the use of our aluminum mold construction process. The Mexican tourism market has been, without a doubt, hampered by the worldwide credit crisis. Nonetheless, we are confident that Mexico remains well-positioned as a location of choice for second homes and vacation homes. And Homex is well-prepared for an early and eventual comeback with ample land banks at Cabo, Loreto, Cancun, and Puerto Vallarta, all popular destinations. In addition, we are taking advantage of our leadership as a quality home builder with 20 years of successful experience by offering additional services as contractors, thereby opening new sources of revenue for the company. In conclusion, during the last several years, Homex has placed special emphasis on sustainable growth, while at the same time continuing to evaluate and pursue new opportunistic avenues of revenue contribution. As a result of this and other strategic investments, we are today well-positioned and confident in our future. Be assured that this is our goal, to continue working to deliver profitable growth while generating efficiencies and improving our working capital cycles in the long term, reducing expenses and providing for a higher return on invested capital. We thank you for your continued support and interest, and now we'll answer any questions you may have.
At this time, I would like
to
remind you.
Good morning, and welcome to the Homex third quarter 2010 earnings call. Before we start, I would like to remind you that certain
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question comes from the line of Stephen Kuhn with Deutsche Bank.
Good morning, everyone. Actually, Sven Kuhn from Deutsche Bank. What is the reasonable level of inventories to assume by year-end? This is the first question. And the second question is, how much revenue is reasonable to assume by year-end from coming from Brazil? Thanks.
Hello, Sven. Good morning.
Morning.
Can you help me repeating your first question, please?
Sure. The line is not too good. What is a reasonable level of inventories to assume by year-end? This is the first question. The second question is, how much revenues is reasonable to assume by year-end coming from Brazil?
Yeah. Regarding the first question, the inventory levels for the year-end, due to this strategy, and that we need to leave the inventory level required for the first quarter of 2011, who is, due to the seasonality, smaller than the fourth quarter of, will be smaller in terms of revenues than the fourth quarter of this year. And due to the improvement that we have shown during the first two quarters of this year, we feel comfortable that at the end of this year, the inventory levels will be lower in terms of days, lower than the second quarter of 2010, that was 677 days. We believe that for the fourth quarter, the level will be lower than that number in terms of days. For your second question, in Brazil, the guidance that we have provided is that the revenues from Brazil will contribute with around 3% of the overall revenues of Homex for the full year 2010. We feel comfortable with the progress that we have made in Brazil, and we feel comfortable to reach that level for the year, even though we are investing in new branches that will have a higher contribution during 2011.
Okay. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Leonardo Zambolin with Goldman Sachs.
Good morning, everyone. A couple questions. The first one is, how many units do you expect to title this year? And my second question, on the pricing side, we saw the average price of units for those buyers earning between 2 to 11 times the minimum wage monthly growing almost 30% year-on-year. So if you could give us some guidance on what you expect going forward in terms of price behavior would be also helpful. Thank you.
Hi, Leonardo. How are you? In terms of the units title, we're not providing guidance for the company in terms of units. We guided the market in terms of revenues. We expect it to grow between 12 to 14% during the entire year. We're still comfortable with that range. We are, as Gerardo mentioned during the script and earlier today, that we are making all the initiatives necessary to get to that number with confidence. We are now currently delivering 9 months accumulated 12%, which is in line with that guidance. And in terms of the pricing side, as you remember, we have been articulating a shift in our product mix since probably late last year towards the mid part of the affordable entry-level bracket. The main reason is because we believe that the vast majority of the smaller or mom-and-pop home builders that exited the market during the crisis were attending that market, and that therefore represents an opportunity for us in a slightly more profitable market within the affordable entry. So, yes, the average price of the company in the affordable entry have gone up significantly, about 29-30%. And we believe that that number will be maintained during the fourth quarter of the year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Leonardo.
Thank you, Leonardo.
Your next question comes from the line of Alan Solis with Credit Suisse.
Yes, good morning, Gerardo, Carlos, and Vania. Thanks for the call. My questions are on the other revenues line, which are the building service contracts with the federal government. What is the expectation for the coming quarters? Should this still represent close to 4% of sales, and for how long, or should we see this as a non-recurring item? And then my second question would be, what is the product within the affordable segment that you're selling the most, if you could tell us in terms of the selling price range or minimum wage segment?
Yeah, thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. In terms of the other revenue line, as we have mentioned, we have building service contracts with the federal government. This is something that we keep looking to expand, opening a relationship with the federal government in one of its entities. Definitely have opened new doors for the company to continue to look for growing this segment as part of the new avenues of revenues that Gerardo was talking about for future. So our expectations, our original expectations for the other revenue line of this type of contracts with the government for the year was in the range of 400 million pesos. Right now we are confident that we could expand. We have booked now 440 million pesos. And we have an extension for the current contract that could lead us to close to 540, 550 million pesos for the year. Obviously, we will continue to work in this endeavor to look for expanding our relationship with the government for the next year, at least at the same level. No, so it's an important avenue that we would like to keep exploring for the future of the company.
And Alan, in terms of the product, the product that we sell more in the affordable entry-level segment could be placed in the range of in the high 200 and the low 300 of pesos, 1,000 pesos. That's the typical product. Homex is not considered the leader in economic housing, and as Carlos pointed out, we are taking advantage of some niche markets in the mid and high range of affordable entry level that were abandoned by the small home builders in the last 2 years.
Okay, thank you very much, Gerardo and Carlos. And one last question, if I may, on leverage seems to be accelerating a bit. In previous quarters, you mentioned keeping it below 2 times, and it has kept rising, actually. So what is the strategy to keep this under control?
Yes, Alan. Yes, as you point out, our leverage has gone up during the quarter. This is, we believe, is a timing issue. We decided to fund our strategy to accelerate our investments in inventory through debt. We're also expecting to generate enough cash flow during the fourth quarter to reduce the level of our current debt to levels we are more accustomed to see, and therefore our ratio should improve. I'm not going to tell you how much, but it should improve during the fourth quarter before year end.
Okay, thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Ana.
Your next question comes from the line of Ivan Varona with GBM.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I was looking into getting a little bit more color for your expectations for the Brazilian and tourism division going forward to 2011. Do you have any expectations regarding the percentage of revenue that they should represent? And my second question would be regarding any efforts that you are undergoing in order to tap the non-affiliated workers market.
Thank you, Ivan. As we have shown, we have improved the importance of the Brazilian operation, and we are collecting faster on the tourism division. We have seen in the last month, a recovery in terms of the visitors to our developments at the tourism division. With the investment in the Loreto's project, we are addressing a broader market in the United States with vacation homes priced in the range of $300,000. And that's why we feel comfortable that in the next year, Brazil and the tourism division will become a more important part of our revenues. As we have did it in the past, in the first week of December, we will present our guidance for 2011, and we will give you more color in terms of the percentage of revenues that will contribute Brazil and the tourism division, but for sure will be higher than this year, because we are progressing, we're learning, we're progressing, and we are taking the opportunities that are in front of us. On your second question, in terms of the informal workers, we understand that the Infonavit initiative, we believe that it will be, it's a long-term strategy, and there's still a challenge on the collection of the mortgages for these people. We are trying to do some pilot projects, but we are not relying our growth on the informal sector for the future. We believe that the formal sector, both in Infonavit, Foviste, and millions of professionals in Mexico that can access a mortgage from a bank, is enough to support our growth in the future. We will keep track of these initiatives, but we are not relying on those initiatives to grow in the future.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ivan.
And again, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your next question comes from the line of Alan Macias with Merrill Lynch.
Hello, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to see if you could just mention about your Programa de Entrega Anticipada de Vivienda, Infonavit, the factoring, just how much this represents and how and has this increased or not. Thank you.
Hello, Alan. About the factoring program we have with Infonavit, in 9 months accumulated, or as we accounted for in the balance sheet and in the P&L, we currently have a program of close to 1,000 million pesos, which is not exhaust. So I will get back to you with the exact number for the quarter, but I would say it's not representative of the revenue line.
And this program is a solution that Infonavit is providing due to the budget allocations that they have by state, and we believe that is helping the industry in general to maintain the flow on the industry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
And again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And there are no further questions at this time.
Thank you to you all for connecting to the call. As usual, you can find a replay at our webpage and also on the calling numbers that we provided yesterday at our press release. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.